The past few weeks, we have spoken about spending time and prioritizing time with God. We discussed identifying, removing distractions so that we could spend quality time with the Lord. When it comes to the Lord, spending time with Him, that's quality time. Last week, we spoke about spending time dwelling in the secret place of the Most High and abiding in the shadow of the Almighty. What an awesome way to live our lives. This morning, I would like to speak about the greatest privilege of walking with God. Adam and Eve walked with God until sin came and separated them from Him. But Jesus came to restore that relationship with God. We can have the same communion with the Lord as Adam and Eve had. We can walk with God as they did. The title of this morning's message is, I'll Walk with God. Wow, what a privilege. If we remove the distractions from our lives, we could concentrate on the great privilege of walking with God on a daily basis. In these last days in which we are living, we need to walk with God. In 1954, a song titled, I'll Walk with God, was written by Paul Francis Webster for a motion picture called The Student Prince. In this song, the author gives an idea of what it is like to walk with God each day. Walking each day with God is only possible through the sacrifice of Jesus at Calvary. Without the sacrifice of Jesus, we cannot even approach God, let alone walk with Him. Concerning those in the Old Testament who walk with God, keep in mind that the cross is retroactive. Enoch walked with God. Genesis chapter 5, verse 24. Enoch, the father of Methuselah, walked with God, and he was not, for God took him home with him. Hebrews 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up, for he obtained a witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. Moses spoke mouth to mouth with God. Wow. Numbers chapter 12, verses 6 to 8. God said, hear now my words. Is there a prophet among you? I, the Lord, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household. With him I speak mouth to mouth, even openly, and not in dark sayings. And he beholds the form of the Lord. What is it like to walk each day with God? We can walk and talk with God every day. Wow. We can talk with God and He'll listen and understand us. In Genesis chapter 18, 3 verses 17 to 33, you know that Abraham had communion with God, had a very good relationship with God. He even knew the nature of God. And I think I'll read that one portion. Genesis chapter 18, I'm going to read verses 23 to 25. It's worthwhile reading. Genesis chapter 18 and verses 23 to 25. Now Abraham was talking to God. They were discussing, God was telling Abraham about the destruction of Sodom. And Abraham didn't want to see. He was interceding. Abraham came near and said, talking to the Lord, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you indeed sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? Far it be from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly?" He knew, I love this portion. He knew the nature of God. He said, "Far it be from you. You're a just, you're a loving God. Far it be from you." Do we know God that well this morning? Are we walking with him? Do we really know his nature as Abraham did? The Lord even accepted the pleas from Abraham. God understood the heart of Abraham, and he understands our hearts. Psalm 139, verses 17 and 18, David's communion with God. "How precious are your thoughts to me, O God! How vast is the sum of them! When I awake, I am still with you." David had such a good relationship with God that he fell asleep in communion with him. And when he woke up, he was still in communion with the Lord. There's an old song that was sung decades ago when I was growing up. And that is decades ago. "My God and I" is the title of the song. Some of the lines are, "My God and I go in the fields together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. This earth will pass away, and with it common trifles, but God and I will go unendingly." What a privilege. What an infinite blessing. Our communion with the Almighty never has to end. What kind of communion do we have with God, knowing that this communion is a great privilege, and it costs Jesus his life for us to have this communion? How much do we value a communion with our mind-boggling Heavenly Father, who is beyond any description or definition? What will we experience walking with God? A brief overview. How about the infinite love of God? Walking with God, we will experience the infinite love of God and his limitless heart. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 3 reads, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving kindness." Thank God he drew us. Otherwise, where else would we be? There is no love more tenacious than the love of God. And we know the hymn, "O love that will not let me go." Psalm 100, verse 5 reads, "His love endures forever." What about the mercy and kindness of the Lord? Walking with God, we will experience his mercy and compassion. Psalm 103, verse 11 reads, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him." And further on, verse 17, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him." Psalm 63, verse 3, "Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you." How about leaning on him in difficult times? You'll experience that walking with the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." Walk with God, you will experience this. The eternal God is your refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. What a God we have. I mean, I'm only scratching the surface with what I'm saying. Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3. "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. The Lord invites us to come to him. Matthew 11, verse 28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He's inviting us to come to him. He's always there for us. I'm going to read to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 2. This verse really impressed me after my second cancer. "When you pass through the waters, I will be with you." And he sure is. "And through the rivers, they will not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flames burn you." Psalm 55, verse 22. "Pile your troubles on God's shoulders. He'll carry your load." Wow. "He'll help you out. He will never let good people topple into ruin." In other words, God will never permit more than a person could bear. He is just, righteous, and a loving Father. Walking with him, there is an absence of fear. Isaiah 43, verse 1. "But now thus says the Lord your Creator, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." And if he says he called you by name, name implies character. That means he knows you, and he knows you better than you know yourself. He said, "You are mine. Did you take care of what belongs to you, your prized possessions? How much more God will take care of us who belong to him?" Walking with God and having sincere communion with him would lead to an unwavering faith and trust that would not leave room for fear, knowing that we're in the palm of his hand. What better place to be? Genesis chapter 18, verse 14. God again speaking to Abraham. "Is anything too hard or too wonderful for the Lord?" Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or even think." To do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or even think. How great is our God? As we heard this morning, nobody knows. It's infinite. His greatness is in the realm of infinity. When you walk with God, he will guide you. Let's read Psalm 137 and verses 7 to 10. Psalm 137 and verses 7 to 10. I'll give you a moment to get there. Psalm 139 and verses 7 to 10. I'm going to read in the King James Version. "Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me." John chapter 16, verse 13. "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all truth." God knows what is true and what is counterfeit in life. The Lord will guide you and give you wisdom to take the proper path in life. He makes no mistakes. We know that. Never has and never will. He is a fountain of wisdom and the wisdom of the ages. He will never fail you or forsake you. We sing a hymn, there's a hymn from an old hymn book, Wonderful, Unfailing Friend. He will always be there for you. You ever tell someone, I'll be there for you? God really means it, day or night. Joshua chapter 1, verses 8 and 9 read, Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Psalm 37, verse 25. I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging bread. Hebrews 13, verse 5. God has said, Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. A promise of God. God can do anything except fail. He can't fail. He never will. Walking with God, you're never alone. Even during the night, the Lord is watching you. Psalm 3, verse 5. Then I lay down and slept in peace and woke up safely, for the Lord was watching over me. You remember the story about the Indian brave? I wasn't going to mention it, but I feel it's pertinent to the message. In Indian culture, when an Indian boy becomes 12 years old, he has to become what they call a brave. He has to spend the night out in the woods alone. So it happened, the father gave this 12-year-old Indian son, American Indian, gave him all that he would need to go out in the woods and spend the night alone in the woods. So the Indian boy went out. In the middle of the night, he heard rustling, some noise in the leaves behind him, and he got scared. Somebody's coming. And he turned around. He says, Who's there? He saw his father there. He said, Dad, what are you doing here? And his father said to him, Do you think I would leave you alone in the woods at night? That's the way God is with us. He's not going to leave us alone during our trials and temptations. He's not going to leave us alone in the bad times. He's not going to leave us alone in the good times. He's never going to leave us alone. That's the God that we have. As we previously read, God has said, Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. From the song, I'll Walk with God, it's up on the screen there, I'll never walk alone while I walk with God. Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God is right inside you. How could you be alone if God's Spirit is in you, right inside you? Do you want the Spirit of God in you, the baptism of the Holy Spirit? John the Baptist said, Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. In difficult times, he, the Holy Spirit, is your comforter. John chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus said, the night before his crucifixion, And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. The Holy Spirit comforts you during your deepest sorrow. He is the greatest comforter known to this world. All of God's attributes that we have studied in the past are in the Holy Spirit. You want the baptism of the Holy Spirit if you haven't received it yet. Death couldn't even handle, with walking with God, there is no death. Death couldn't handle Jesus, and walking with God, there is no death. A person closes his or her eyes in this life, and in a split second, opens them in heaven. You may pass through the next life through the rapture of the church, in which we will meet him in the air, and then be united with him forever. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? In terms of Jesus and his sacrifice for us, the grave is dead. As we said before, a person closes their eyes in this life and in a split second opens them in heaven. My mother passed in a split second. We were all very hurt. I told you what happened, just to bring out this point. My brother and my sister Sharon helped my mother get in the car because her legs, as we know, were very bad. She couldn't walk. Get in the car, my sister walks around to the driver's seat and sees my brother going, Ma, Ma, Ma. They couldn't revive her. And the time my brother walked around to the driver's side of the car, my mother passed. She was with the Lord. That's how quickly you can go with the Lord. You close your eyes in death, and it's not even death, it's sleep, and you're with the Lord. And that's what comforted me. I was very hurt when my mother passed, but what carried me through and comforts me till today, she's with the Lord. She's having a blast up in heaven. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Wonders of walking with God. There are so many more wonders to the experience of walking with God. There is no better way to live and to experience life. He is the best friend and companion for life that you will ever know. He is the absolute best thing that could ever happen to you. He is magnificent, more than wonderful, more than amazing. From the song, More Than Wonderful, it says he's more than wonderful. He's more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He goes beyond my highest hope and fondest dreams. He's everything that my soul ever longed for, everything he's promised, and so much more. He's more than amazing, more than marvelous, more than miraculous could ever be. He's more than wonderful. That's what Jesus means to me.